Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, we heartily greet you again. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you an earnest invitation to enjoy with us the enlightening truth we are following from the Word of God in the book of Exodus. We have been noting in the early chapters of the book of Exodus a most remarkable illustration of the great gospel story of the New Testament under our Lord Jesus Christ. We see in the chapters before us, relating to the children of Israel long ago when in Egypt, a wonderful type of the great story of deliverance that the gospel of our Savior reveals to save men and women from this present evil world and its inevitable judgment. The premise of our scripture we have followed has been taken from Galatians 1, verses 3 and 4, where Paul the Apostle has written, "Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil world, according to the will of God, even our Father." We have already noted in the studies we have followed that Egypt, the great empire, world empire of Egyptian power long ago, is so typical in this story of the world at large in which you and I live. A world that is under the dominion of sin's power and of Satan's authority. It is imperative that you and I, my listener, realize according to the Word of God, we need a deliverance. The story in the book of Exodus is the story of a deliverance, the great deliverance of a people, a whole nation, from the tyranny and the thraldom of Pharaoh and Egyptian power many centuries ago. And how it illustrates the greater story of the gospel, how in and through this whole world, God through Christ, and only through the atoning death of the Lord Jesus, his Son, is able to deliver us from the judgments that are yet to come upon a sin-loving, God-hating, Christ-rejecting world. My beloved, may I remind you very faithfully, the plagues that we have been studying about long ago performed in Egypt by God were visitations of divine judgment upon that land, upon that empire, upon its Pharaoh, and upon its people and its power, and also upon the gods which they worship. 'Tis but a fitting illustration of a day that is yet to come, when the judgments of God will be poured out upon this whole world. And I would be very faithful to declare, according to the Word of God, this world is ripening fast for inevitable divine judgment and the execution of destruction that will punish and destroy all the ungodly. You and I need to be saved. Every man and woman is in need of a deliverance. And there is only one deliverer, as we have been finding in our story. Under God, Moses was chosen, commissioned, commanded, and empowered to be the deliverer of the nation of Israel. But the world needs a greater deliverer than Moses ever was. And there is only one person who fits that very bill. And that is the Lord Jesus himself. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil world. But let us continue our study in the book of Exodus in chapter 9. And today we shall read of the sixth plague that God visited upon the land of Egypt and the Egyptians long ago. The plague of boils. Here are the words as written by the Holy Spirit. "And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast, throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. And Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. May God bless the reading of this section of his word. May the Holy Spirit illumine our eyes, our hearts, and our minds to understand the lesson that God has to teach us from this incident long ago. First, let us repeat what has already been stated and must be repeated again. The visitation of these plagues upon the land of Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all the Egyptians, were not only plagues of disaster that punished the Egyptians personally, but they were also directed upon the gods and against the gods which the Egyptians worshipped. We have a quotation in the 12th chapter of this book of Exodus, where God declares, "Against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment." We would restate the fact that in Egyptian worship, they were pantheists, and in the great realm of pantheism, they worshipped everything but the Creator. They worshipped everything that was created, and creation was the Egyptian gods, which is the meaning of the word to be a pantheist. The worshippers of nature, the celestial bodies, the heavens above, the celestial hosts, and all that was upon the earth, all that was within nature below, were made gods or goddesses in the worship of Egyptian pantheism. We have in this sixth plague a visitation against one of the goddesses of Egypt, one by the name of Neit, who was called the great mother queen of the highest heavens. She supposedly, according to the Egyptian expression, declared, "I came from myself," meaning I am self-born. A ridiculous claim, but that was what they placed in inscription upon the goddess whom they worship. Then again, this plague may not only be against the goddess called Neit, but it could have been also a plague that referred to a practice that was once known in Egyptian worship. They often had made, in times past, particularly under the shepherd kings of Egypt, human sacrifices, sacrificing human lives upon the altars of Egyptian pantheism. When those sacrifices were completed, they would take the ashes of the victims and they would scatter them to the winds of the heavens, worshipping a god whom they called Typhon. And though this was indeed when Moses was living, when Moses was here upon the earth, when he was in the court of Pharaoh, to some degree it had greatly ceased, and only remained as a remnant of an old rite. But God's judgment was upon the gods of Egypt, and his judgment, by Moses doing what he was commanded, take handfuls of ashes of the furnace, sprinkle them toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh, and the ashes will turn into small dust throughout all the land of Egypt. That dust will settle upon both man and beast. That dust will cause the breaking out of a boil with sore blains upon them all. And thus, in obedience, Moses and Aaron, standing before Pharaoh, did so, and the dust became a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. Now, one thing is very evident from the story. The magicians of Egypt, who were thus seeking to counteract under satanic power and authority the claims of God as well as the visitation of God, were unable to stand before God's servants. The very boils were upon the magicians, as well as upon all the Egyptians. Now, may we ask a question? We wish to see this in the light of the world in which we are living. The character of the world, under Satan's dominion and sin's power, with its effectiveness upon the human race. Now, may I just ask a simple question? What is a boil? I hope you've never had one. Personally, I know how painful they can be. But when you think of a boil is nothing else, physically, materially speaking. It is the bursting out of an inward corruption, an inward infection. And that infection comes to a head and then breaks open with great pain and difficulty before it can be eliminated. But what it manifests is that there is within the body, there is a corrupting influence, and there is the presence of a corruption that needs to come out to be cleansed and to be removed. Now, beloved, let me ask you one simple question. Is the world that you and I are living in a corrupt world? Have you never read in the book of Genesis chapter 6 preceding the great flood? God declared that corruption and violence fill the whole earth. And do I need to apply that truth to the present day in which you and I are now living? What do we see on every hand? That out of the human heart, that through human life, under the power of Satan and under the presence of sin within the human soul, we are seeing the evidence of an inward corruption. My beloved, may I just say briefly before we close, there's coming a day of divine visitation and divine wrath upon the corruption of the human race throughout all this world. That day is very soon to be. But my radio friend, I hope you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that you may be saved from those judgments which we shall see in our ensuing study in the will of the Lord. Father, we pray thee to illuminate the hearts and minds and bless thy word to all. In Jesus' name, amen.